Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. So, it's the day after Earth Day. So, none of my electronics are working. Don't you think that's fair? I don't think that's fair either. 855-99-375-69 is the way to get in touch with me any day. We've got Trevor got his first baptism by fire, which is sometimes when everybody's doing everything right, it just doesn't quite work. I know it's the magic of electronics, but none of us panicked. We've got all of it. Manny, welcome aboard to you as well, because we know when these kinds of things happen, it's kind of my way of getting attention. Not really. I get sweat down to my armpits when we get this kind of thing going. But I'm here. I'm live. The phone number is 855-99-375-69. And today is apparently Take Our Kids to Work Day. It used to be Take Our Daughters to Work Day. The idea being that there are a whole bunch of assumptions inherent in that statement. The first is that dads worked, right, and moms didn't, because that's when it really started. And the idea was that dads were always taking their sons to work, but it gave girls the notion that work was not part of their plan, part of their future. So then it became Take Your Daughters to Work Today. And I don't know how long it's been going. I would say it's probably been going on like 20, 25 years at least. And then it was, Take Your Daughters to Work Day, with the idea being that both men and women could take their kids to work. And then it became, okay, this is sexist. What about boys? So now it's Take Our Kids to Work Day, which is probably the best idea. I mean, there's no reason. Reverse discrimination is just as discriminatory as discrimination. So it's now Take Your Kids to Work Day. And so it's, it's a day that a whole lot of work doesn't get done, but that's okay. Which may be, it's not coincidental, it's actually National Picnic Day as well, and Lost Dog Awareness Day. So you can take your kid on a picnic and look for lost dogs. It gets everything done in the same day. And in 1635, this is kind of an alarming statistic, 1635, figure that out, that 400 years minus 20, so that's 380 years ago, the first public school in the United States, Boston Latin, was founded in Boston. Can you believe that? First public school? And the United States is just renowned for having the largest number of people educated in the history of the world. Not necessarily the best educated, which is something that we are now sort of dealing with, although we've been dealing with it before, that that was what started the original sort of Sputnik getting somebody to the moon first, because all of a sudden the United States had just taken for granted the fact that we have had the largest or the oldest public education system and deals with the most number of public education, free education. But that our school system was really lagging behind the Russians. And so that started that whole kind of push toward increasing our educational standards. So 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I thought we'd talk about today, since this is the day. Supposedly there are 27 movies coming out today. I think between Trevor and myself we could find about 9, which means that there are probably a bunch of obscure movies. Tribeca Film Festival ends the end of this week, so that may be part of them. But some of the movies that have previewed or premiered at Tribeca aren't in widespread distribution yet, so that may be part of the difference. But so today is going to be a big movie day. I'm still not sure that there's anything that's going to knock off. We'll look together, but I'm not sure there's anything that's actually going to knock off Fast and Furious. Next week, The Avengers comes next week, so The Avengers will knock Fast and Furious off. But, man, that's the movie that has reached $1 billion worldwide faster than any other movie in the history of movies, which is kind of alarming. But it's not a great movie. It's better than you expect it to be. And I think part of it's just timing, that there's not a whole lot that's going on right now. Again, that the movie industry tends to slow down a little bit over Tribeca, just because, I don't know why, just because, but it does. And today in history, this is one of the kind of goof days, so, I don't know, I think maybe this is consistent, Trevor, with the fact that we had a little bit of a glitch going on. Today, 30 years ago today, dun, 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 Coca-Cola released New Coke, which was a resounding, overwhelming failure. So the original formula was back on the market in less than 3 months. So maybe that explains our glitch in the machine today.
Could be.
There you go. I mean, Coca-Cola, New Coke, electronics. Did you know that Coke is used to take rust off engines? It's that base.
It's a true story. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's very base. In fact, we were talking about Earth Day yesterday, and this doesn't actually have to do specifically with Earth Day, but it does have to do with the fact of sort of simple cures that don't pollute the environment overly, which is, did you know this, that flat Coke syrup, which is hard to find, so what you can do is just use classic Coke and either put a little bit of it, not in the can, but some in the microwave for like 10 seconds, so it makes it room temperature and takes the bubbles out, will settle an upset stomach faster than anything you ever met because it's so base.
Oh, interesting.
So it's a good thing to know if you're a mom, which I know you're not. If you're a parent, I suppose, more appropriately, that's something to know because it'll... I've done it on people who have been on airplanes, who have been seasick, almost anything, because Coke is just very base. Okay, except New Coke, which you can't find anymore. And this day, this very day, 10 years ago, the first YouTube video uploaded called Me at the Zoo. Are you a YouTube kind of guy?
I, you know, watch kind of different things on YouTube and whatever. I haven't ever posted anything, but that is interesting.
I think some of my shows are on YouTube. That's really the only reason I know. Yeah, I'm not a technophobe. There's so much stuff that I sort of, you know, you get to the point where you just have to decide what's worth your time and what's not.
Yeah, yeah. Information overload, especially with YouTube.
Indeed. All right, so we put this up a while ago, and I the reason I put it up was originally because we did a story about 15-year-olds and watching alcohol, watching drinking in movies. And it turns out, not particularly surprisingly, that they picked 15-year-olds specifically, I guess, because they're kind of a vulnerable age. And they did it in the UK, so I'm not sure that they're any more or less vulnerable in the UK than they are here. And what they did was they showed them movies that had either a lot of drinking in it or no drinking in it, and it turns out that it did influence their drinking behavior, which shouldn't surprise us hugely. And so the idea being that in the UK, what they were saying is, just as we've looked at violence in movies and sex in movies and cigarette smoking in movies, maybe we need to look at alcohol in movies, because alcohol is certainly the major drug of abuse in this country and basically every other country. So that if we're really worried about our young people being negatively influenced, maybe that the movie rating should take into consideration how much drinking, especially binge drinking, and when people drink and how much they drink and why they drink. So we thought we would put up, in our wisdom, what behavior, I think what I'm trying to figure out exactly what the wording was. Is it?
It was, what movie has most influenced your behavior and why?
Okay, good. Sorry, do you have any particular movie that particularly influenced your behavior?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about that over the break, and I just consume a lot of movies. I'm kind of a movie buff. Took a couple of film courses in college and this and that. But
you're going to love today's movie reviews, then.
You are really
going to love them, because there's some obscure movies here you're going to be really thrilled with me. Okay, keep going.
But I was raised on Disney, so, I mean, that's kind of influential. All of those kinds of classic animated movies are great. But super recently, I watched Interstellar, and it kind of re-jolted my thinking about our relationship as humans with Earth and the galaxy and all those kinds of
and
interesting
the
things.
Time, you know, the wormhole
time,
and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
time kind
yeah.
of distortion. It was just so interesting, and I've been kind of reeling from that for almost a week now, just a powerful movie.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Did you buy the end of it or not? Without telling people, because I never do spoilers.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
But did you buy the end of it or not?
I did, because he kind of goes into an area that is so, I mean, we just don't have any comprehension of what the possibilities are for what this main character experienced. So, it very well could be that people can interact in those fourth and fifth dimensions and affect time and the theory being that the fifth dimension is love, I guess, in the end. So very interesting. Just a super kind of mind-blowing movie.
Oh, good. So you're going to be my assistant movie buff, huh? Now,
yeah.
Do you see movies and when they first open? Do you see them on Netflix? What's your movie going kind of style?
Well, I watch them with my girlfriend. We watch movies together, and we're very, very cheap, so we never see them in the theater. We often do the Redbox thing probably months after they're actually, even...
All right. Well, then you can be my. It's too bad you can be my DVD guru. But
yeah,
I'll tell
exactly.
you what you and your girlfriend can do, because my sister does it. She used to call me up every Saturday. She'd go to Blockbuster when there were still Blockbusters, and she would call me up from the aisle and say, "All right, here are my three choices. Which am I going to like?" And now, hopefully, what she does is go to drjoy.com. But you're going to be thrilled with drjoy.com this week, because I think that there are something like 20 movies from Tribeca, which some of them are out, some of them won't be out for a year, but you can at least sort of keep an eye on what you should see, because there are a couple of them that are terrific, and a couple of them that are completely missable. So, All right, so I'm just trying to think what movies. I'll tell you the movie that popped to mind when I was thinking about this, which is Ryan's Daughter with Robert Mitchum and Susanna York. And I just remember that being, I saw it when I was very young, and I remember thinking how sexy it was, because the sex scene is done there, that they're wandering around in the, it's not the clover, the wheat or something in Ireland, and the way that they show that they kind of got it on is she has a ribbon in her hair, and they have the ribbon caught on one of the sheaves of wheat. And I just remember thinking that was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. And they showed no body parts. There's no heavy breathing. It's just the ribbon. And I thought, baby. I also, Gone with the Wind, certainly, but in Clark Gable. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. All right, we come back. Time for your calls and how the movies influenced you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help you on whatever it is that's going on in your life. Today's the day we do real life and real life. Get it? Teehee. Real, R-E-A-L, 855-99-37569, and real life, R-E-E-L. Today's movie review day, and there are a bunch of movies. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Alright, let's see what people have said, influential movies. Because we know that that movies somehow have a larger impact, I think, on us than television. Wouldn't you agree with that? It's a bigger screen, it's a public situation. It's why, I mean, I know a lot of people, including you, although when you say you and your girlfriend go to movies late, do you go to movie theaters or you do a Redbox, so you rent them?
Well, we do the Redbox for sure. Otherwise, we try and hit up. There are some great kind of dollar theaters in the city.
Yeah, that's what options. I used to do a lot. That's really how I sort of got. I mean, I've always loved movies. And as a kid, because there were so many of us, Mom and Dad would just pile us in the car. We'd go to drive-ins. So that was probably my. Well, they. I guess the two early influences on me about movies were drive-ins, which were kind of fun.
Oh, drive-ins are great.
Yeah, with a little box on the window, and apparently now there aren't very many of them left. But those that are really high tech. And Tribeca Film Festival, which just is winding down, does outdoor theater things where you don't drive in, you just have seats and do picnics. And they have huge number of people. They did Back to the Future. I think they did Goodfellas. So they do some very popular movies. And then the other was the Saturday morning serials, which I don't think they have anymore, which for not very much money, I mean like a quarter or something, you could go and see, they would have a newsreel, a serial, and then a serial being S-E-R-I-A-L. I mean, today is pun day, apparently. they did not serve cereal with it. and then a movie, and you would go, and the cereals were the reason that kids kept coming back. It's kind of like the Coke commercial, which a couple of years ago sort of had little episodes, and then you'd keep coming back to see what happened next. And that's what the Saturday morning cereals were. So they would end with a cliffhanger. So you would come back, you would beg your mom or dad for a quarter to go the next week. And in fact, I gave a speech in York, Pennsylvania about 6 or 7 years ago for my affiliate there. And I walked into the hall that they had me, and I said, oh my goodness, I used to go to movies here. You can still smell the popcorn. That was where we would go for, when I was in second grade, we would go to Saturday morning cereal. So, but I agree, when I was in grader school, in medical school, I couldn't, I think it was $7.50 then for a movie, and that just was more, for two of us, that's $15. But they would have the dollar theaters or the $2.50 ones where, you know, either for $2.50 or a dollar, you could see either second or third run movies. And that's where because for a dollar or, you know, $2.50, that was a perfectly reasonable thing to do. So I saw a lot of movies that way. Now I see them before they open, which is even better in some ways.
That sounds much better.
Well, it is, except that I have to see a whole lot of crappy movies, so you don't have to.
Oh,
but,
I
do. But I also get to see some movies that I can really direct you to, that, and there are a couple today that are just that are wonderful that you might not find out on your own. Okay, so let's see what people said their movies, what influenced their behaviors.
Okay, so Jennifer says that she was influenced by Jaws. I'm very afraid still to go in the water. That's kind of a shame. I mean, Jaws seemed to give sharks a really bad rap that lasts to this day.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there was the year it came out, which was it 1984? I'm vaguely remembering that. And that year, everybody was reading it on the beach, and there were something like 8 times more shark sightings that one summer than there had ever been before or since, because everybody was reading that book, even before the movie.
Right.
And the movie certainly scared the living daylights because it was graphic. The movie came out in 1975. So, but it was based on the novel of the same name. So that's 40 years ago. Jeez Louise. It was set on Martha's Vineyard.
Graphic.
Yeah. Scene... When that shark comes glumping out at you, I think we need a bigger, net?
Bigger boat.
That's what it was. That's right.
Yep.
It was the highest grossing film in history at the time, and it held that distinction until Star Wars. I'm just trying to find out when the book came out.
I realized it was based on a book.
That's the summer that everybody was reading, as I said, was the one everybody had... I mean, there was a picture actually taken on Martha's Vineyard with everybody sort of reading that, and the number of sightings just went up hugely. The novel was 1974.
Okay.
So they didn't wait. They didn't wait very long to get that one out.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you could buy the first edition for $49 on Etsy. Or $38.18 at Walmart. You can get the book for $100. I had to buy one of my books back on Amazon because I hadn't saved any. I had one copy of it, but it had a grubby cover. So I had to buy it because somebody needed a picture of the cover. To have to buy your own book back for $100, knowing you're not going to get 1 cent of royalties on it, was really irritating.
Oh,
all right, so not fun. All right, so Jaws. All right, honey, look, I'll tell you what you need to do. Understand that that sharks really are pretty uncommon, that they really don't attack very often. We used to say that you had to be in deep water, but that's not true. It turns out that you can have sharks in very shallow water, which is probably not helping your fear at this moment. But go take a class at the Y, something like that, right? And sharks are, the other thing you can do is lakes, because sharks are saltwater animals. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, though.
Yeah,
it's too bad.
Experience.
Yeah.
But
well, a lot of people don't swim at night anymore.
No, yeah, that's true, because that was a tough scene, that kind of opening
bit
there.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's funny, because I see the facts touted on the internet as cows kill more people than sharks annually.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Exactly. Well, people sleep in... We used to do that. I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France, and we'd take off for the weekend and sleep in fields with cows, which we thought was really cute, except it turns out cows step on people and they weigh a lot.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cows do kill more people than sharks.
Yep.
And most of us aren't afraid of milk, so there you go.
Exactly.
Okay, I know. All right, keep going.
All right. Nitra is saying that pay it forward. It helped me realize that helping others is a reward in itself.
Yay.
I've been blessed to have had help in my life when I needed it. Well, that's a good one.
That is a very good one. I liked everything about that except the ending. And I remember talking, I think that was a Warner Brothers flick, and I remember talking with the publicist about it and saying this was a terrific movie that you should be showing in elementary schools, except you can't because of the last scene. But, yeah, it was. Which I thought it was a dreadful mistake to do that. But no spoiler alert, but you can just be aware that if you're taking young kids to it, the last scene is truly upsetting and probably shouldn't be in the movie. But the notion that playing it forward is a great idea.
Yeah, that was a very tough ending to that movie. I remember seeing
it. Yeah, it was a mistake.
Really great acting. That young gentleman that plays the main character, I can't remember his name now, but Haley something.
Haley Osment.
That's right.
Who was also in I See Dead People.
Yep.
With Bruce Willis.
Yep, that's a good one too.
Yep.
But anyway.
He is a good actor.
Yeah, good film, tough ending.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Marquita.
Well, fun to have somebody who knows almost as much about movies as I do.
Probably.
Yay.
Not as much. I'm just good at pretending.
No, that's great.
All right. Marquita says, forks over knives and earthlings. I guess I'm not familiar with those ones. She says, it makes sense for the economy, for our health, and for our water supplies to stop eating
animals.
Know,
forks over knives, that was talking about vegetarianism.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. I vaguely remember that it was not exactly an inspired... There have been a couple of movies like that, but I vaguely remember seeing that at the time and thinking, if you understand what the movie's about, then the title makes sense. If you don't, it makes no sense whatsoever. And
right.
That's a problem with, although my favorite non-title, and I was at a screening this week, what a surprise, and 14 people asked me what it was. The name of the movie, which I think comes out in 2 weeks, and it's a wonderful movie, is called The 100-Year-Old Man Who Stepped Out the Window and Disappeared. And I'm probably the only person in Christendom at this moment who can remember that title, because, as I said, I must have said it 15 times at that screening, because it's a very good movie. I think it's subtitled in Spanish. I don't remember exactly which language, because I can understand about as much Spanish as I can understand French. I can actually speak a little French, but it's a terrific movie. And the title really tells you everything. But it's not very memorable. It's just hard to remember, as is Forks Over Knives. But that's the story of Forks Over Knives, the idea being that you knife to cut meat, and for a fork you can do grains, quinoa and farro and everything else. Okay.
Okay. Shushma says, Milan, the Disney movie. It was a movie about destiny. I watched it when I was 9 years old.
Well, and it's also a movie about female heroines. I mean, Disney's gotten really good about that, of, Pocahontas and Mulan and Little Mermaid and all those of empowering young women, even if we're cartoons. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking both real and real life today of what movies influenced your behavior and why. And as I was explaining to Trevor, one of the real pleasures of doing this program is I can put up an incredibly trivial question. You guys will come up with extraordinary answers, which is always part of the real fun of it. So we're going to do this. We've got a lot of responses, so we're probably going to be doing this for a little bit longer. But do feel perfectly free to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind at 855-993-7569. Let me also take the opportunity to remind everybody that a week from tomorrow, which will be May Day, is we're launching our, and I made an executive decision last night. We're going to be doing our SNAP challenge, our food stamp challenge. Now, this came up because, first of all, I work with City Harvest and with the food bank. And Gwyneth Paltrow, who is a friend of Mario Batali, who is also on the board of the food bank, took the challenge of living for a week on $29 a person. And she got serious grief for it, which I thought was really unfair. She also quit after 4 days, which was a whole different story. But she got serious grief because they said, well, you know, it doesn't mean anything to only try it for a week. And my point is, of course it means something to try it for a week, that you're walking in somebody else's moccasins. You're seeing how it is to have to do that kind of budgeting and thinking about helpful, good food, not only for yourself, but for your family. It's $29 a person. And so people called up, because I had defended Gwyneth. I thought it was really unfair for people to take off on her like that. Who knew I'd be defending Gwyneth Paltrow, of all people? And I said, you know, the food bank had actually talked with me about doing that last November, and then they just didn't quite get it together. So I said, okay, well, we're going to do it. And then somebody called, other people called from other parts of the country and said, well, sometimes, you know, maybe as much as $42 a day. So it depends. There are all these restrictions and regulations and how, you know, which state you live in and whether you have any income. And I decided, rather than sorting through the regulations, what I'm willing to do is give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and we'll do it. Everybody's allowed $42 for the week, which is $6 a day, which is not a princely sum, but it's almost a 50% increase over the $29, all right? So I'm willing to say, all right, God forbid somebody should say that we were unfairly harsh about this. So you get $42 for a week. And the idea is you can't use any stuff you have. I will make the single exception, salt or pepper. You don't have to go and buy new salt or pepper. But if you have butter at home, you can't use anything that you have. You can't use any other spices that you have. And granted that this is kind of a little more restrictive, because if you were doing this for a long period of time, you might go and splurge on garlic salt or something. But the point is to try really hard to honor the restriction of $6 a day. All right, and see how well you got. And that's the high end. That's the top of the estimate. But I decided if we're going to do it, that we should do the high estimate rather than low estimate, just because that way you can't say, well, other people could have spent more. All right, so you get the top estimate. You get the $42. And no fair getting food from strangers for that week. I mean, you know, not fair to say to your neighbors, well, you know, I'm really hungry because I'm only living on $6 a day, so could you invite me for dinner? Okay. And I'm not even going to do the restriction of, in theory, anything else that you buy, whether it's, you can't buy liquor or cigarettes on with SNAP money anyway, but, I mean, movie things like that. The idea being, we're just going to do the food, so I'm not going to be nearly as restrictive as the system itself is, which means you probably want either, and we're going to do it for a week, so we're going to start next Friday, and the idea being, you may want to make a list. And you may want to pick your stores very carefully. Now, you can't really do Costco unless there are a bunch of you who do it, because you're going to have to buy too much food. And you can't really divide it by, you know, assuming that this is going to last for 4 weeks or 10 weeks. You can't do that, all right? So to get in the spirit of it and see, for those of you who are feeling cynical of saying, well, you know, these cheats, $6 a day. I mean, that's not even a cup of Starbucks, folks. I don't drink coffee either, but okay, so that's next Friday. Trevor, you could do, when I talked to Trevor about it, he said, my girlfriend and I are already doing that, we're poor. So, and you can call in with your recipes. I've already figured out some things I'm going to share with you guys, because I eat that way anyway. I mean, I don't actually know that if I spend as little as $6 a day, but I eat pretty, I mean, I try and keep my weight down, and I don't eat meat, so I'm already on a somewhat, I mean, not anywhere near $6, but so we'll see. All right, we'll share with each other and whatever. So we have a little bit better understanding of poverty in a rich country, which is ours. All right, so that's a week. I'm just giving you the heads up. So you may want to start planning your menus, or sort of find the cheapest store in your neighborhood that you can do this. All right, that's in another week. All right, so for today, movies. What else we got? Okay. Which in theory you probably couldn't go to on your budget.
That's true. We have Aurora, and she says, it was the documentary Bowling for Columbine. Michael Moore had a researcher and author talk about how news and media sell fear, how murder rates are decreased over the years, not increased. As a woman who loves to travel alone, this made me feel less fearful and more confident. It also convinced me not to watch the nightly news, which has made my life less stressful. It's kind of an interesting take on
good
that.
For her. Yeah. The idea. Yeah. I think Michael Moore, whether you like his politics or not, turns out to be writer and writer. As I said, you know, when Bowling for Columbine first came out, I think Columbine, the anniversary of Columbine, I think was last week, this week or last week. The idea being that by definition, the news that if it bleeds, it leads. That the news is really focused by definition on the unusual rather than the usual. But what it does is it does create a climate of fear. And Michael Moore's position is that fear makes people more malleable, so that we're really taught to be fearful And sometimes there are legitimate reasons for fear, but a lot of times there aren't. And that people are just more malleable if you can frighten them. And politicians have known that since Rome. Watch out for the Visigoths. Okay. All right, we've got probably time for one more here, and then we'll take a break, and we've got more.
Okay, here. Francis says that To Kill a Mockingbird, it did more to influence me as far as race issues, men with true character, truth, than any other movie I've seen.
You know, I think To Kill a Mockingbird is coming to Broadway. That if you haven't read the book, Gregory Peck, remember that? I think he won an Oscar for that. It's worth going and picking it up. It's a terrific book. It was a very powerful movie. Remember when he tosses the baseball, I think? Have you seen that movie?
I haven't. I'm familiar with it just from popular culture, but I really need to see it. Probably.
Yeah, you need to, and it'll be on Netflix or Redbox. Yeah,
for sure.
It's terrific. All righty. What else you got?
Let's see. Connie says, hard to say. I keep thinking of 2001, A Space Odyssey. It influenced me in that it made me curious to pursue what it meant to dig into and find out more about it. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think my daughter became a marine biologist because of Star Trek IV and the whales. All right, 855-993-7569. You can always join in verbally with our discussion as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.